The National Park Service has opened a new museum in Kotzebue, and it features some interesting exhibits that highlight life in the Northwest Arctic. From member station KNBA, Jennifer Canfield has more.
There was a museum there before, but that one was private and charged a pricey entrance fee. So they tore the old one down and built a new one. And while this new one only takes up about 2,000 square feet of the building it's housed in, where it lacks in size, it makes up for in attention to detail. Chief of Interpretation Linda Jeske.
This is an umiak right here above us, and that was built by James McClellan, who is a local native elder in Kotzebue. So James put this together for us, and we're sitting underneath it in the way that people might have sat under a boat like this to have visits and meetings and talking.
And what about this spooky green light? Is that just for artistic effect?
It's for artistic effect. And they're trying to be reminiscent a little bit of Northern Lights and that sort of green shade that you get in the night sky in the middle of the winter.
That attention to detail is seen throughout the small museum. One exhibit evokes a feeling of modern art. Imagine a caribou, not a real one, of course. Now, imagine that caribou encased in a plexiglass cube up to its shoulders. Suspended in the cube, around the caribou's legs are fish. There's a bed of pebbles, and atop the plexiglass cube is made to look like a rush of water. It's something you'd have to see to believe, and you have to touch it to believe it's not real.
Those great exhibits, you see these in a lot of national parks. Denali has really phenomenal facilities like this. I mean, hard to hold a candle to them, but the Park Service is kind of in the business of creating things like this to try to tell those compelling stories.
Jeske says it was the work of elders from all of the villages in the Northwest Arctic Borough and interpretive artists who created the realistic landscape of the museum. The Saturday before Christmas was opening night. Jeske didn't expect a big crowd. She thought maybe only 50 people would show, but they stopped counting at 200. It was standing room only. The Northern Lights dancers performed and people sang and danced all afternoon.
People seem to like it already. They seem to be taking some ownership of it.
Adjacent to the museum space is a room, about 1,000 square feet. It's for the community to use for whatever events they may be holding. Jeske says some people were surprised that the museum and the community space are both free to use and free to visit.
And now there's a place for people to come to when you have visitors in town or when you have extra time on your hands. There's a cool place to go.
The Northwest Arctic Heritage Center in Kotzebue opened in December. I'm Jennifer Canfield.